You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Take a few more calls from real Israelis versus clowns calling in to attack Jews posing as them. Not very fair thing to do. Again, I don't say this because I get less heat. I say it because I have integrity and I do not hate Jews or any other group of people. I hate powerful political groups manipulating and controlling us, whether it's the Chinese, the EU trying to censor us, or Israel and Netanyahu. And look at this. Trump threatened to stop weapons for Ukraine unless Europe joined Hormuz coalition. So again, at one level, I love Trump throwing our weight around and not being run by the globalists. But at another level, when he goes with bad policy, then I'm like, oh, I wanted him to take back U.S. control. But then if he does bad stuff with it, it's like, careful what you wish for, J.P. Sears.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, you know, I've never been a big supporter of just endlessly supplying Ukraine with weapons and money. So for him to withdraw that, it's kind of like, okay, we're on board. But what he's doing that for is leverage in the Iran war. It's just weird. It's weird. It makes me feel transgender.
Well, bottom line, you can't fight two front wars.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
And again, we got accused of being Russian agents for being against that war.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't hate Ukrainians because I don't want to be part of this war that NATO stirred up.
Yeah, you know, being pro-war, I mean, that's a big thing to ask somebody to be every time there's potential for war. So I think that at heart of a good, healthy human psychology is someone who wants peace. And it would take very drastic measures to make war make sense. And that's not never, that happens, but it's not every time a warmonger, military industrial politician says, we need to fund this, we need to invade that. It's like,
Well, the temptation is we're still the global superpower. But you lose that status by overplaying your hand. And all the experts agree, and I don't just trust them, I do my own research, I agree. How do empires die? They go start a war that's not popular, and Europe's trying to bring back the draft. They've raised the age of, you know, when you can join the military for conscription later. The Pentagon's been promoting a draft. That would cause a revolution.
Very much.
So, again, you can't do this ground war because it's not going to work. like, don't put square pegs in round holes.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, this is insane.
Unless Ben Shapiro wants to enlist, because rumor has it, as enlistment age of the U.S. military goes from 32 to now 42, Ben Shapiro and some others being very pro-war, now they can enlist.
Well, that's my beef, and I want to ask the Jewish folks calling in this, too. I'm going to ask this fellow right now, Sam, finishing up. My beef is this. The ADL is saying we're anti-Semitic if we don't want the war, or that Israel pushed us into it. He's being honest. No, we think it's good, and we hope it ends soon. We unlimited, defang them. You know, I get that perspective. But it's regime change. See, it's the camel's nose of the hemp flap here. You know, it's getting sucked into this black hole. But then to have all the talking points that we're Nazis and Joe Kent's a Nazi and we're cowards and we're scum and we're filth and a lot of people that aren't sophisticated go, well, screw you then, I love Hitler.
Yeah.
Which you read, you know, real history. No, we don't love Hitler. It's not like you're pro-Israel, whatever it does, or you're pro-Hitler. The Israel lobby has teed this up, isn't thinking multiple steps ahead. And that is my major problem with all this. What do you make of that, Sam? I mean, where are the Jewish voices? And there are actually a lot of them. They call them self-hating Jews. You know, some of them are like extremely pro-Islam and actually hate Jews. But the majority of them are actually smart, saying, let's not do this. You look down the path here, like all the former intelligence chiefs saying this could really go wrong quickly, like the Pentagon did, but Trump still did it. Do you think Joe Kent and myself deserve to be called leaders of a neo-Nazi coup for thinking this is a bad idea? I mean, maybe you turn out to be right, Sam. Maybe it deals with Iran. Maybe there is regime change. I hope you're right. But I'm saying, am I a Nazi for what I say on air? Did you agree with that statement?
No, I think it's just the Jews of America being very reactionary. I grew up as an American Jew. I'm a dual citizen. I was born in Israel. I'm in Haifa. I went through the rocket barrages. There's an Iron Dome missile system right out my window. I hear it firing every night, and an interceptor right outside my window. And so I'm being honest with you. I would never call you a Nazi. I've been kind of riding you, if you're following me. I've been riding you. I've been kind of insulting you. I've been down on you over the past several months or so because we're not aligned exactly on our perspectives, but I would never call you a Nazi, and I would never take that tack or route.
Well, here's my point. And it's almost an insult, but it's not. Yeah. I'm not obsessed with Jews, and I'm sick of Jews being at the center of my life and the Middle East being the center of my life. I it's not like I'm even against you. I'm just sick of it constantly being about you. Do you understand that?
I understand that fully. Look, that's why I left. I live according to my convictions. I was born here. I feel, you know, I have a loyalty to the United States. I grew up there. I still love America, but I feel my loyalty is more to this country. Can you understand that?
No, I respect that, and you're being honest about it. Here's my deal. I don't dislike football, but growing up around the Dallas Cowboys, I got sick of it. Like UT, I get sick of it. I'm like, why is this football culture taking over? Do you get what I'm saying? It's like, why do I have to know? Why am I constantly? And then I've got all these Jew haters that make up all this other stuff. They're horrible. And it's just like, why am I in this?
Yeah. No, you're stuck in the middle. You're stuck because you're the general, right, of the InfoWar, the alternative media and people. And, you know, I've been a fan of yours and I've been a contributor to your show for many, many years, from way back, even from YouTube. But listen, maybe you remember me. Maybe you know who I am.
What's your name? What's your full name?
Sam from Israel. That's my...
you've called it a lot. I've seen, we have banned out video. Anybody that's censored can be on there, yeah. No, I want to hear everybody. I appreciate your call. You want to comment, JP Sears?
Yeah, Sam,
I should check you out, by the way, at awakenwithjp.com. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sam, this is JP. Thanks for calling and sharing your honest perspectives. Could you give us...
He's gone now, sorry.
Oh, he's gone. Okay.
I apologize.
I'm just speaking to Sam's spirit.
Yes.
At an astral.
But what would you have asked him?
Well, I would just be curious.
Well, call back, Sam, because we have the lines are open for you. Go ahead.
I would be curious his take on Netanyahu's leadership. Good, bad.
Yeah, the October 7th stand down.
Yeah, you know.
Call back in, Sam.
The guy's not, from my perspective, not a clean politician. My understanding is in Israel, according to some polls, only 40% of Israelis trust Netanyahu. So, one thing, Sam's all for the war. Cool, I get that. But I'd be curious his take on Netanyahu personally as the leader.
And AIPAC involving all our business. I don't like any foreign government. But again, don't you get Jew fatigue?
Yeah.
Like it's just Jew from every side. The Jews, the anti-Jews, like,
You know,
and then meanwhile, I'm supposed to, if I'm against Israel, do whatever it wants, I'm pro-Islam. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's like, why is this weird Middle Eastern battle my life? Why is this supposedly my destiny?
Yeah, in a lot of my videos recently where I speak out on the Israeli corruption, sometimes I'll even make a point and literally say, I am not talking about Jewish people. I am not talking about Israeli citizens. I am talking about Netanyahu and the Israeli government. Then you look at the comments. Why are you saying you hate Jews? So the Jew fatigue, I'm literally
and
saying,
also, because I follow your stuff, I watch you almost every day. They also counter you. Oh, you're covered up for the Jews. It is the Jews. You get both.
It's like, I'm not talking about them, but being accused of talking about them, there comes the fatigue. Like, yeah, I'm not focusing on them, but the world's telling me I am.
But because Israel's drug us into a potential New World War, we have to get pissed.
100%. We're trying to live our lives here. We're America first. I want great things for the rest of the world. Don't get me wrong. I do have care, but I don't have like the majority of my care for somewhere on the other side of the world because we have problems right
here. Israel's also running a gamble, which is why all their former intelligence are against it, where Israel gets surrounded and they got nukes, then they go to nuclear war.
Yeah. That's a big thing.
So all the people saying, let's get rid of Israel, you can't even do that, dumbass.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And whatever it is about going after Israel, you see the other side also tells fabulous lies.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the other side's really bad, too, so it's a paradox. It's like...
Yeah. Lies all around us. I did a tweet a week or so ago. communists to the left of me, Zionists to the right of me, here I am stuck in the middle of you, with you. It's just, it's all around us.
I am just completely and totally sick of it. But it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Damn it, I agree with that.
Did you see that creepy clip with last week of Netanyahu with Huckabee, the U.S. ambassador from Israel, the Israeli ambassador, where he's literally like, oh, don't kill me. No, you're not going to be killed. You're a good little minion. No. But here's the people I'm going to kill.
I didn't see that.
You haven't seen this super creepy clip?
No.
Man, it's like it was meant to make a joke about Netanyahu not dead, which, by the way, I said I believe Netanyahu's alive. Oh, you work for Netanyahu, you know, all this. And I thought back then, I said, some of these videos look AI. I think they're trolling us.
Yeah.
Like, we later learned Obama said he was from Kenya in three speeches. He said in his Harvard Review that he was the editor of, I'm from Kenya, I was born there. Then they put out a fake birth certificate in six layers on purpose so everybody could see it was fake to make that a huge debate when he was really from Hawaii and his dad was Frank Marshall Davis, the famous communist and pornographer, which is confirmed. So they do this on purpose. We know. Here, you haven't seen the clip? Here's the clip. We'll go back to calls. Here it is for JP Sears.
I wanted you to know the president asked me to come and make sure you were okay.
Yes, Mike. Yes, I'm alive.
I checked that, and I'm happy to see that. But he wanted to make sure because, you know, you guys get along too well.
I know, and we shake hands with five fingers in each hand. You know, but I have to tell you, I'm alive, but I have this card.
Oh.
And, yeah, don't read it. So it's a punch card.
Mm-hmm.
Today I erased two names on the punch cards. And you see how many more to go on this batch.
You know what the good news is? My name is not on the punch card.
Your name is on the list of the good, good guys.
Thank you.
And what the president, the U.S. forces are doing is incredible. We're very proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with him. And getting rid of these lunatics who'd like to develop nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them to every American city after wiping out Israel. They ain't going to do that. We're wiping them out.
I love it. Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. Good to see you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks. Take care.
Thank you.
So that was the most servile thing. Not to be gross. I mean, he could have given him a rim job. It would have been less groveling.
My first thought is I feel like I'm watching gay porn and Mike Huckabee's the guy on his knees.
So you have the same feeling.
And that's the feeling that came up in me. Yeah.
So he is the Israeli ambassador to America.
Yeah. Showing absolutely zero power and just disingenuous.
Oh, please don't kill me. Oh, thank God you're not going to kill me, master. Oh, God.
Fake smiles, laughing at Netanyahu's stuff. That's not funny.
Well, he talks about kill list.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. We'll laugh at that like that wouldn't happen. Okay. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Mike Huckabee, if I'm being honest.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. I want to now cover this. The Gemini rocket, they say, is loading up right now to go orbit the moon, Artemis. So they've got the Artemis project. The previous project of the moon was Apollo, and before that, Gemini and all the rest of it. So we got the Artemis rocket going back. They say to the moon, we've been lied to so much. I know there's a secret program, and a lot of technologies are advanced. I want to play a clip from Fox News claiming we're going back to the moon after 50 years. Why is it 50 years later? I want to get your take on it, but here's a clip.
Just about 4 hours away from the open of our launch window, we're really looking forward to making history today.
When you talk about, I mean, this is pushing limits, pushing tech, you know, always advancing. In what ways is Artemis II doing that? What is it doing that hasn't been done before?
Well, first of all, we're sending humans farther into space than we ever have before. So we're testing the spacecraft, we're testing its limits, we're manually piloting it, and we're setting the path forward towards ultimately establishing a moon base. So there's quite a lot that's going on here. They're going to see the dark side of the moon with human eyes for the first time in human history. It's going to be very exciting for us.
Okay, what can you tell us about the planned launch? Is there any specific time we can lean into right now, or are we still monitoring weather?
We're still monitoring weather. We will be right up until the launch window. It's going to be between 6:24 and 8:24. It's about a two-hour window, and we're going to see when that countdown clock starts and the 10 minutes drops. So all eyes will be on that, and we're hoping for a successful launch this evening.
So, Bethany, does each members of the crew have a different role to play? So, you know, you've got Reed as the sort of mission commander, but then Victor, Christina, and Jeremy each have specific roles, or are they all sort of doing helping each other out?
absolutely do all have specific roles.
All right, let's stop here. So they're saying Artemis II goes the deepest into space any human has ever gone. But I looked up the trajectory. They claim it's basically the same as the Apollo mission. And Elon Musk, when he said for a Mars mission, he would need 10 times the spacecraft they had previously. So with as much lying as we've seen, J.P. Sears, what the hell do you make of this?
Well, what I see is, like, let's rally the goodwill of the nation, just like we did when, in my opinion, we pretended to land on the moon in the, what was it, 1969, when, you know, there was the, you know, Russia versus U.S., and we're going to stage the moon landing to rally the goodwill of the American people behind the current administration. It just feels like I'm watching that kind of thing. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't really feel convinced. Curious how you feel about it.
No, I don't believe any of it. I mean, I know that satellites are there. I know we can shoot a missile down a chimney. I know I can look at planets in my own telescope, seeing them orbiting, so I know we're around. People ask why that is. There's a big bang explosion, and if you're welding, you know, the arcs fall off. By the time they hit the ground, they're solid. They're little balls. So that all makes sense. I believe the Earth's round. I believe we orbit the sun. Mathematics is real. But clearly, what we were told about the Apollo missions is not true. And I knew guys that were leads on that, and they said, no, there was a whole other project. We can't get into it. So I think it's a cover for something else. They now admit that NASA's an intelligence agency the whole time. That was just declassified. You've got dozens of scientists. The head Air Force general over the Black Ops in space disappeared 6 weeks ago.
That's interesting.
Now another one's disappeared. You have record of these bizarre fireballs coming in. Mystery of scientists dead or missing rises to 8. It's actually 12. Two more men tied to America's most coveted secrets join the list, disappearing or dead. You have former Congressman Matt Gaetz saying he met with the Army about space alien human breeding programs. Just sounds like, you know, disinfo to me. I'm not saying Matt Gaetz is that, but they're feeding it to him. And then we've got, you know, all this other crazy stuff happening. It just sounds like crazy town to me.
Yeah.
Distractions.
It very much sounds like, hey, American people, we want you to focus on this. What was it, a month or two ago, Trump said we're going to declassify alien files right at the, you know, the intensity of the Epstein stuff.
And then all these people go missing. They're over it.
We got them missing. Now we're kind of circling the moon for some reason. What Matt Gaetz said.
And they said we've never done it before. No, they did it before.
Allegedly. Yeah.
My point is, you can verify they said they did it before.
Yeah.
So that's on record. Anybody can look that up. Did the astronauts fly over the dark side of the moon in Apollo? You can look it up. I think three or four of the missions they did.
It absolutely feels like a big distraction for me.
Why are they telling us verifiable lies? Is my point.
Don't know. I don't know. They think we're dumb.
Let's go back to Sam. We got a question for Sam. What was it in Israel?
Yeah, Sam, this is JP Sears. Hey, man, thank you, one, for sharing your honest perspectives with us. And I'm curious, how do you feel about Netanyahu himself and his leadership?
Well, listen, you know, I'm not a Machiavellian type of person. I'm not a kind of like a master manipulator. And, you know, it's not like I'm being openly in support of it, but I understand why we need a leader like him. Okay, we are under a lot of pressure from all over the world, and we need somebody who is manipulative like him. You know, so I kind of appreciate his kind of leadership, and you know, people here don't like him for those same reasons that he's, you know, he's a bit of a, you know, a snake, but he's a loyal, patriotic snake for the Jewish people in Israel. And I hate to put it that way, but that's, I mean, look at Trump. Is Trump an honest dealer? He's a politician, but he's also a real estate mogul. He's a New Yorker. I'm a New Yorker. I like him. I like him for the fact.
Yeah, but Trump didn't. They used to say he was a liar. It was not true. He lies his ass off now. I don't like it.
Well, I understand, Alex, you know, but you yourself realize that, you know, you're kind of a salty person yourself. You know, it's not, you're not like a, you know, all about, you know, a paragon of virtue. Nobody here is like a 19th century American that, you know, I'm a Superman.
Well, let me quantify it. The Pentagon, yeah. I agree with their assessment, said that would not have regime change. It's a roll of the dice, and I don't like it. And, yeah, if you want to degrade Iran and push them back so they're not a threat, that's been done. Israel's knocked all their enemies out. So just stop with it. I appreciate the call. I'm going to take a few more calls here before you got to go. And then we got the Green Berets coming on about the Charlie Kirk thing and the magic bullet. Now confirmed, not 30-06. How bombshell is that? But your honest assessment, about an hour ago, you took ultramethylene blue. Our methylene blue, we believe, is one of the strongest out there. What do you think, JB Sears? Honest response.
Personally, I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. I was telling you, I've had a little bit of a cold for the past few days, under-rested. It felt like my brain was working at 50% capacity, just felt slow. And now, what's it been, a half hour or so, it feels like I'm back up to 80%. So yeah, that's my experience. Feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them.
You, and be honest, I mean, I know you will be, because we're always trying to find a better methylene blue. If you've got one that's better, you said you've taken it before. Did you feel the same thing with the other methylene blue?
No, with other ones I've tried, I didn't have a perceptible difference. Yeah, didn't notice anything.
Well, I got to tell you, Bigly, I said, go find me the best. They said, this place doesn't sell it to people. They sell it for medical dyes for arteries instead of like iodine, radioactive iodine. They use this for tracking blood clots or something. And I said, okay, great. So you got to deal with them? I said, well, let me get it. And I'd taken a bunch of different brands before. It didn't really do much. I was like, bam, when I did it. And I was like, so they hit a home run with this. So you're saying you've taken, we didn't talk about this beforehand, we just ask you. You've taken others before, though, did not feel like this.
Yeah, that's true. And I would love to tell you it's not true, but yeah, that's the truth. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. That's my experience, is that my medical doctor 7 years ago owns wellness clinics all over. He helped me out so much, helped me cut back my allergies and things. He said, hey, get any USP grade, means medical grade, I get it off Amazon. It's great. So I got it, didn't feel it. My wife said she felt it some. We got different brands, never really felt it. We got this in like 8-9 months ago, and we're about to sponsor it. So I said, well, let me try it, because I'm not going to say it's good fun. And I was like, the first time I took it was way more than what you felt. I was like, whoa. And it was just incredible. Electricity in my hands, everything, like I was on speed or something. And, you know, it's not as strong now, but the long-term effects are really good. Stamina, libido, my libido. I got more libido than I was 18. It's crazy. So I'm going to give you two bottles of it. Come back in the next month. Promise. You said you would. And I want to see what your effect is long-term with this, because you're already in great shape. When I first got on it, I hurt myself 2 weeks in because my workouts were so savage.
Yeah. No, one, I appreciate the gift, and I'll give you my honest feedback after a month using it. And yeah, my understanding, you mentioned this, methylene blues, they're not all created equal. Some, I believe, are like a fish aquarium grade,
yeah,
but they sell it to humans. So what you found, I'm stoked to really
look. I love Bigly. Their rule is go out and get the best. Most of our products are private label, is already top rated. So I said, get the best methylene blue. 6 months later, I'm like, man, I'm getting pissed. Where is it? Because it was hot, Kennedy's promoting. They said, we got a place in Florida. They're a medical facility, but they're trying to get authorization. And they said, we got it. And then I'm like, oh, what's this? Brang. So I think we've got the best. JB Sears didn't even know this backstory that you all know. You just saw what just happened to him. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexshieldstore.com. Now, I know you got to go, but I want to take two more calls. You need 5 more minutes with us?
Yep.
Perfect.
Do it.
Then we got the Green Berets coming on after that. But first, plug your show. Most people know who JP Sears is, or you see his viral videos, but you do a bunch of stuff. What are the different things you do? What are the things for people that don't know who you are?
Yeah, you know, I love making content. A lot of my content is in the form of comedy videos. I also do social commentary videos, political commentary videos. That YouTube channel is called JP Reacts. My comedy channel is Awaken with JP. So if you'd like to follow me, wherever you like to watch stuff, whether that's Twitter, YouTube, Rumble, find me. I'm Awaken with JP on everything.
Well, to show how we didn't talk beforehand, because I was literally just calling up and share your number with our podcast. You're like, oh, come on. I've been trying to get you on. Thanks for coming on. That's how it works. So come on. Can't come on. Now come on. But, you know, you pull back here. I didn't even know that you're not selling t-shirts anymore. I'm like, get his t-shirts. He has the best. And you're not selling anymore. That dude, you got to bring the t-shirts back.
I should. You know, we're in a time where
clothing is a hassle.
Yeah, clothing's probably not going out of style. But yeah, it is a hassle to sell. So first of the year, I just streamlined a lot of what we do. But with what's going on in the world, there's some fun t-shirts that we could definitely make.
All right, you heard it here first. The t-shirts are coming back.
Committed.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at the Alex Jones Store.